Today's shiur in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Kuf Zayin, and we're up to Sif Aleph. Ofin Bepurni, Dahainu Tanurim Shalanu Hagdolim Upiem Bitsidam. These are the big ovens of ours, he says, and it has the like the door of the oven the on the side. Uvalvad, so you can go ahead and you can bake in them. Uvalvad Shalote Chadasha, as long as they're not new. Because if they're new, Chayshinan Shema Tifchas, we're afraid that maybe on top, the plaster on top, if it's a new oven, will, you know, collapse down. The Yifsar Alechem, and it'll fall into the bread, and it'll ruin the bread. The Yimnam is Sifchas Yom Tov, and you'll lose it on Sifchas Yom Tov. U'mechamin ba'antichei perish yorah gedola. And you can also go and heat up a big urn, a big pot of water, yorah gedola. Now, what's the chiddush here? What is he teaching us? Look at the Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, Oifin Bifurni. Here's the chiddush. Even though this is going to require a big fire which has extra tircha, unafish tircha, because you're going to need a lot of wood. So he says, loy chayshinan gamke. And also, there's another concern that you might have, besides the fact that it'll be extra tircha, right? Because you said, like, oh, nowadays there's no extra tircha, just more gas or whatever. You say, there's also another concern, namely, that you might have thought that we should be chayshesh gamkein. People, if you use a big oven, people will get the impression that you are cooking. It basically has a look that you're baking for the weekday. And now he says, and believe it or not, this is not really so posh. Because it's only allowed, number one, when you need a lot of bread, lepas harbe, like we had in yesterday's Shulchan Aruch, where you said mutar lasos biyom tov pitin gedolim. So you said you're making a lot of big pieces of bread. So that's number one. And shenizdamnu lo yarchim rabim gedolim. And also you're gonna have a lot of people that you're gonna want to feed. Oh, she'ein lo tana katan. Or if you don't have a situation where you don't have a small oven and you have no choice, so then you'd be able to use it. Uvavad sif katan beis shelotei chadasha. Because this is assuming that. This is all assuming that it's not a brand new oven, like the brand new, like their ovens, I guess, were made, like they were like charistika ovens, ceramic ovens. Hainu shelo hisiku osom kodem hesek shel afia zu, meaning it was not used yet, it was not lit up yet before this first time that you're baking for Yom Tov. Afilu haya hahesek mibahod yom, and this is even if you're baking it, I'd say, on Erev Yom Tov. Gamkein aser lefo, it's also going to be aser. This is not a halacha, the concern here is not a malacha. Concern, it's that it will ruin the simplest yom tov, it will butcher the bread. It'll be the mesayim, right? Taima de chayshin, because the concern is we're chayshesh that it's going to ruin the bread because the ceiling of the oven will collapse into the bread or break off into the bread, and that would ruin your simplest yom tov. Sifkat and gimel, shema tifchas, as we just said, maybe it's going to, the plaster, right, is going to fall in. That's what he says, ma'azivas hatanor, right? That's the plaster layer on top, the tipol al pas, and it's going to fall into the pas. And it's barba paiskin. And he says, it's explained in the poskim, the dafka bepurni, number one is, this is only a concern with a purni, shehu gedola, okay, where it's a big oven, there, chayshinan shema tifchas, that's what we're concerned. Aval beturnurim, lo chayshinan lezeh. But in regular ovens, there's no chshash. U'kedemash malakama, like we'll see coming up, and sif, hey. U'mash me'mechaber, the tanure pas shalanu. However, it's mashma from the mechaber, pas shalanu mechaber, that tanure pas shalanu, our baker's oven, that's hare. That seems to be like the porni. Those are big industrial baker's ovens. That seems to be what we're talking about, and that would be us to use for the first time. The big baker's oven would be us to use for the first time. Therefore, it should be us to go ahead and use it for the first time. For Yantif, Achain, however, Achronim, this is very important. Lahakel, they were Mekel. Why? Nowadays, they were Mekel. Shatanurim Nasim Milavainim. Because now, the ovens, they say, they weren't made like with cheres, they were made with levanim, with brick. But no saying tit, right? It was basically, they'd have brick ovens with cement in there, vein levanim between each brick, lechaverta, ladik dan yachad, to put them together, vein chazakim, and it's strong, vein matzli lechlal lifchos. You're not concerned that any parts of the brick is going to chip off into the bread, or even the cement. Elo sheyesh mitzadadim la'asur b'tanurim shalanu mitzad hesek rishon. However, there are those that say, no, even our ovens should be problematic to go ahead and light it up and bake for the first time. Why? shemiyaveish hatanur, because what it does is our ovens specifically, he says, I guess their brick ovens, it would actually dry it out umechazko. With the first hesek, with the first lighting, what it would do is it would strengthen the oven, make it more chazak. Vuhu tikun mana, and that would be a tikun mana like a makke bepatish on Yom Tov. In lo shehesek mibol yom, unless you did it on erev Yom Tov. So what it comes out is as follows: that what it's saying is that really l'chayra there shouldn't be the concern of the Shulchan Aruch, namely that something's going to fall off the ceiling of the oven into the bread, because we're dealing with brick ovens and we're not dealing with the ovens of old. But he says it's still a concern because the heating up of the oven will actually strengthen the oven. Legabe that chumrah that will strengthen up the oven and be a makab patish, that would only be usher if you're actually going ahead and baking it on Yom Tov himself. For the reason of Shulchan Aruch, it was a problem even if you were baking erev Yom Tov, because it was going to take away from your simplest Yom Tov, because it would ruin the bread. Okay? We can only help besip katan beis. V'yesh mekilin b'chol gavni, and there are those that make it regardless. V'mnase mikama yamim v'nisyavesh, and he says, and if for sure these brick ovens would hang out for a while and dry up beforehand, then af shaloh hesek adayin, then even if it was not yet lit up and baked in for less lamba, there'd be no problem. Af l'das ha-machmirim, even according to the machmirim. And bottom line of all of this is that this is all talking l'chora about these cheres ovens, and then later on brick ovens. So if you happen to have a brick oven, let's say you're a pizza guy, Johnson, you're going into a pizza shop, so you have a brick oven pizza. So then you're going to have to run into the issue. Don't make your brick oven pizza the first time on Yom Tov, because it would be the equivalent of these brick ovens, which we say that the first time would be a tikkun mana. But l'chayra, if you're talking about our metal ovens, l'chayra, there should not be any problem, unless you go for the first opinion that seems to imply that it was a takana b'chlal not to use it for the first time, and you know, even though the tam is not there, the takana is still there. But pashtus, you know, there'll be no iser b'zman hazeh using it for the first time. However, if it's a very, once we said, if it's a very large industrial, you know, oven, so l'chayra it sounds like you should not go ahead and use it bichlal, as we said in the beginning, unless you dafka are going to need a lot of bread that yontif, and you don't have a smaller oven. Okay, that's what we saw in Sif Katan Aleph. And now we're up to Sif Katan Dalid, u'mechamin chamin, and also you can go ahead and make a fire, a big fire, to cook up a big, huge pot of water, a big urn. So what's the chiddush once again? Arabusa, who can omalel? It's the same chiddush, Lenin Purni, that we saw by a Purni. Umayri, namely, Gamkein, Shetzarech Lahar Bechamim. And since it's the same chiddush, it's going to have to be where you would need a lot of water. Oh, Shein, Motei, Mecham Katan. You don't have a small urn or a small pot, that's when you'd be allowed. Can omalel, that's when you'd have a heter to go ahead and use these large entities. Okay. Sif Beit. Now, by the way, the only issue Bizman Hazeh is the second issue brought up in the Mishnah Berurah, namely that of it has an appearance that it looks like it's for Yomim Rabim. And that's why Dafka would be, okay, you need the water, this is the only pot you have, okay, etc. Or you're possibly gonna use it, you can possibly have guests. Otherwise, you know, you should use something smaller. But then it was more of an issue because they actually, it would be extra tircha. It would be extra tircha because you have to have more firewood. Okay. Let's move weiter. One second. Hold on one second then. Yes, so Dirshu points out that lemaisa, the only time we have to be concerned, and Sharat Siyan points out, he quotes the Derchei Moshe, that the only time we have to be concerned bizman hazeh is when you're dealing with industrial size ovens. You're dealing with industrial ovens, again, you know, like a larger or smaller oven is not going to make a difference, or a bigger pot. I guess, you know, the difference would be, you know, one of, let's say when it comes to the water, one of Mo's pots. Not all you guys know who Mo is, but Johnson, you know who Mo is? If it's a Mo pot, a pot from the kitchen, so l'chayra, maybe that would also be considered like an industrial size pot, which l'chayra you would not be able to use unless it's, you know, either shayich, or you're gonna go ahead and feed a whole yeshiva, or if you have no other pots available, that's where it would apply. Let's move right there. Beis af al pisha eitzim shenashru minat dekel biyomtov o b'shabbes shelafanav aser lasikon. Even though when you have a situation where pieces of wood fell off of the tree on Yom Tov itself or on the Shabbos before Yom Tov, it's usher to go ahead and take that wood and light it up. Why? As we'll see, it's muktzah, and there's another isser as well of using it. Im nashru b'yom tov b'toch hatanor, if it falls off into the oven and it falls onto some wood, mar ba'aleim eitzim muchanim, you could go ahead, if it's not a majority that it falls into, you could add more muchan wood, more non-muktzah wood, shelo yu eitzi isser nikarim, Ramah adds so that the actual muktzah wood is not visible, recognizable, umavadlan, and that would go ahead and serve as a bittel of those mukta pieces of wood, and then you'd be able to go ahead and use that and light that, light all that wood for your oven. Uvavad shelo yiga behem ad she yisvatlu barov. But he says you should not and cannot go ahead and touch that wood until it's totally batel barov. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Hey. Even though the eitzim that fall off a tree are usher to go ahead and light up and use, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Mishum Mukta. Number one is it's Mukta. Why was it Mukta? Because when Yom Tov started, it was attached to the tree. And when it's attached to the tree, the only way you can get to that piece of wood is by being over an Isser Malacha of Kotzer. So therefore, it's Mukta when it falls down off the tree. It's muktzah because it wasn't muchan. Sharei hei muchu barim. It was attached. Bein hashmashos. Va'od. And also, there's another isser here. There's an isser of mishum shema yale ve'yitlosh. There's a concern. There's an isser. You're not allowed to use it because out of the concern that you'll go ahead and climb up a tree and rip some branches down if we allow you to use branches that fell off a tree. U'kemoshen is bayar lahel simin tav kuf aleph simin hey sif hey. Like we saw earlier, sif katan vav. Also, even if it fell off the tree on Erev Yom Tov, which happens to be Shabbos, let's say it fell off on Shabbos and the next day is Yom Tov, you also can't use it for Yom Tov. Why? Mishum de'ein Shabbos mechin liyom Tov, because Shabbos can't be mechin for Yom Tov. We're going to see this coming up in Tav Yud Gimel, right? This is the halachas of Beitza, right? She'nolda b'yom Tov, okay? And what happens if it's Nolad B'Shabbos before Yom Tov? It's going to be, you know, problematic, okay? Because Shabbos is going to be Mechin for Yom Tov. Sif Katan Zayin Im Nashru B'Yom Tov. So you have the problem. If this falls down on Yom Tov, so you can't use this piece of wood because it is Mukta, number one. And number two, it is Isser to use it because of Xera Shema Yala V'Yitlosh. You might go ahead and actually break off branches if we allow you to use it. So, what is allowed though? If it actually fell off and got mixed up with other wood in the Tanur, then you could be Mevatelet. Look what he says. In Nashu B'Yomtov, V'hu Adin B'Henichem Akum B'Tanur. The same thing would apply if the wood got placed there by a non-Jew. Shalola Das Yisrael. Let's say a guy came, you know, and saw like a pile of wood in the tanur and chucked some wood in there. Okay, that would be a similar scenario of wood falling off a tree into the oven. Umay Rishaya od eitzim betanur, and we're talking about where there was already other eitzim in the oven. Ela shelo hayasham rov keneged ha'eitzim shenash. The situation here is where it falls into wood that's already there, but there's not enough wood for it to be batel. So that's where the Shulchan Aruch is saying you could go ahead and be mekel and add. Because he says, Debekahai gavna, moisifin umevatlin ise derabbanan. So this gets into a famous machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah as to whether or not you're allowed to do what's called marbe bishvilo levatel iser lechatchila derabbanan. We all know that there's a halacha called Ein Mevatlin Isser Lechatchila. You're not allowed to go ahead, even though there's a concept of Bittel Barov, Bittel B'Shishim, whatever the Bittel is. We know that these principles of Bittel only operates after the fact, b'di'evet. But you can't go ahead and take Isser and go ahead and be Mevatlin Lechatchila. So the truth is that applies even the Rabbanan You can't go in and be mevatel isla chachila. But the Shulchan Aruch maintains that, again, based on the sugyas, the way he learns the sugyas, the way they learn the sugyas, the Rishonim on the Shulchan Aruch, that what can you do on a derabbanan iser? If it's already mixed in a taroves, you could then add more to that taroves to be mevatel it. In other words, once it's already mixed in and all you need is more to go ahead and be mevatel the iser, that's allowed when you're dealing with the iser derabbanan, which is what we're talking about here with the iser mukta. And that's how, okay, the mechaber, okay, applies l'shitaso here in this halacha. And that's what he says. The bekahai gavna mosif in the mevatlin isa de rabbanam, the mevoa be yoredeya simen tzadik tesif hey ayin sham. And now he says an added chiddush. But there, in yoredeya, the Rama is cholik. The Rama holds you're not allowed to go ahead and be marbe, add more to be mevatel the isa l'chadchila on the rabbanam. So how come here he's not cholik on the Shulchan Aruch, on the mechaber? So look what he says. Vafilu l'rahama sham. Shemachmir. He's machmir melevatel isa l'chadchila afilu bekahai gavna. He asks being mevatel lechatchila, even here where you're just adding to the wood that already fell in. Here is moda. Here is a different story. Moda hacha mishum da iser nisraf. Oh, we're gonna kiddin lekame. We're gonna see coming up right now in Sif Katan Ches that there's an added factor here, and that is that not only is the iser gonna be batel barov here, but the iser is going to be consumed. And the fact that the iser is going to be consumed, you're not going to be nene from the actual mukta. You're going to be, right? It's going to be batel, right? And once it's batel, so then it's not just that it's in there in batel. It actually ultimately gets burnt up and destroyed. So he wants to say, there, okay, we will not say, in such a situation, the Rama will not go with his normative chumrah that you're not allowed to go ahead and add and be mevatel isla chatchila on the rabbanon, even when you're just adding. Here he would say it's okay because ultimately the is going to get burnt. Now, where is this actually? Where does this chiddush of the Rama come from? In other words, the Rama obviously is learning this whole inyan based on this chiddush because he actually holds. You can't in principle go ahead and add to be mevatel an isla the rabbanon lechatchila. But here you can. Where does he get it from? So now you're going to see. Sif katan ches marba aleim etzim uchanim. You could go ahead and add etzim. So what we're saying is that both the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama agree that once it falls into wood, you can take more wood and create a situation of rov. And as long as it's not niker, as long as it's not recognizable in the mixture, we have the principle of bittel. Bittel becomes bittel in the mixture. Ah, but we have a problem. What's the halacha about bittel? Let's see if you remember here, Johnson. What's the halacha of bittel, berov, or bishishim when you're dealing with mukta? Do we allow bittel berov or bittel bishishim with mukta? No, because this is what's called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Mukta is never bittel berov, bittel bishishim, because since it will be mutter anyway. That's what's called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Since it will be mutter anyway after yontif, so therefore we don't allow, okay, right, the principles of bittel to be matir it on yontif. Okay, that's the idea and the halacha of the davar sheyesh lo matirin ain mevatlin iser bechlal. There's no, forget about iser lechatchila. Even b'di'evad, we don't say that there's a bittel if it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Oh, so guess what is going to be said? Exactly what we said before, that here it's going to be different. Look what he says. The afal gav de etzim elu yesh lahem matir in lemachar. They will become mutter anyway, these mukta, the mukta wood, and therefore bittel shouldn't work. V'davar sheyesh lo matirin, afilu be'elef lo batel. Even in 1,000 is not going to be batel. V'afilu be'isurei derabanan. And even by isurei derabanan, we say, v'davar sheyesh lo matirin, bittel does not work. Whether it's bittel barov, whether it's bittel b'shishim, it's not going to work. So how could it work here? And here you're going to be mevatel lechatchila. How does it work? It's bittel. Bittel shouldn't work. Davar sheyesh lo matirin. He says iser zeh kilat fei. This iser is more kal. Why? Sherei ikar anas ha'etim ba la'achar asaka. This is what we said before in the Rama. What the Rama was referring to. The Mishnah Berurah said the Rama was referring to, namely that there's a different phenomenon going here on here because the ikar hana of the mukta wood is not coming while that mukta is still around, physically. because it only comes after the wood gets totally burnt up and it's gone, even physically. Sha'ofeb bo, because you're going to go ahead and you're going to bake on it after this, right, after the fire is gone and it's burnt up the wood. Okay? Oh, so he says, Sha'ofeb bo. And then he says, O mechamem kedera levashel negeda eish. O lechamem gufo. O afiu lanos loora eish. Shari. So he goes and he says, not only could he go ahead and bake after the wood is already burnt up and totally burnt up, but even if the wood is around and you want to go ahead and use the fire to boil up a pot of water, or you want to go ahead and warm up your body, or just stam to get hanah from the beauty of the fire and read from it or whatever. And that would be even when the Eitzim Shabashasha Eitzim Dolkim. That even that would be Shari. Why? Because Muktzah is not Usr Ba'anah if it is a byproduct Hana'ah. Rak the Usr, the only Isr of Muktzah is either Letaltel Muktzah, to move Muktzah, or Lishtameshba, or to go ahead and have the Iker usage of that Mukta afilu belitilchol. Who could allow b'simin tafkuf aleph mishnebura sif katan chav yimel. V'acha shemishkamish ba be'teira b'shvil afiyas pas. And here, since your hana is coming from, the ikir hana is coming from the baking, which is not from the actual wood that's around anymore. So then for mutter mimele le'anos gam b'sharanos. Mimele, it's going to be mutter to get hana from, okay, the fire while the wood is still around, because those are secondary, you know, byproduct hanas. Afal pi de la elu hanas ha'etzim muktzimim. Okay, even though for these hanas itself, if it was specifically to go ahead and use this wood for the fire, that would be usher, even if you're not moving it, because that would be actually being mishtamesh with a pure hishtamshus usage of the wood. But these are secondary byproducts. The yesh makilin, and he says, and there are those that allow you even to do what? You can even go ahead and burn it up lechatchila, but shvil lahamid kedera or lischamig negra madura. Now he says an extra chiddush. There are those that are makel, even if you're just going to be doing lighting it up, not for baking, but even if you're going to be lighting it up for heating up a pot where you need a fire, or to warm up next to the bonfire. Da'afal pisha eitzin bolkin adayin, even though the wood is still being fired up, and the wood's still there, and therefore you're being mishtamesh, mamish, seemingly, with the Eitzim that are Mukta. And if that's the case, we should say what? That Dabba Shigeshla Matirin Eino Batel Mikomakom Iker Anahu Achila. The Chiddush is that in these cases, the Iker Anah is the Achila. When it comes to, let's say, cooking or the drinking or the heating up of the water, the Iker Anah is still the what? Is still what you get from the drinking of the water or the cooking in the water later on. Uvashasha Ocha, and when he's actually getting that Anah, ain't no nana, he's not getting nana from the chom. Okay, he's not getting nana from the chom shel v'tavshil. He's not getting nana from the chom of the tavshil. The chom zeh, okay? No, he's not getting nana from the fire, from the wood. He's only getting nana from the heat of the wat, of the tavshil, of the food. The chom zeh kvar mufrad me'a'esh sheb'eitzim sheb'en. And that heat already is separate from the fire that is attached to the eitzim. So too, when you warm up by the fire, Iker Hanah Balo Menachom. The Iker Hanah is from the heat, Ukvar Kala Iser, and therefore that's already detached. The heat is detached from the flame. Miu Lahasik Kidei Leanos Laora. However, to just go ahead and light it up, in other words, even this Mekel position will not let you go ahead and light up this fire, even though it's now rove of the wood is not Muktzah and it's been mixed up. You're not allowed to go ahead and light it up specifically to get hanav from the fire. Because there, bevadai yasser, that for sure you're being nene from existent wood that's in there. Sharehu nene mea eishahu be'en. Ukilakaman si metafrish zayin sif zayin liner chanukah. Like we'll see when we get to liner chanukah, vayein ber halacha. So that's the bottom line halacha is, in terms of the fire of firewood, okay, you can go ahead and you can be mevatal once the wood falls in, you can go ahead and add more wood to it, And assuming you are doing it for the baking and you're doing it for the coals, that's the Iker usage, then we would say it's batel for the other usages as well. There are others that are makel and say, even if the Iker usage is for the cooking or for the warming up, that would be good also, but the only time it's going to for sure be a problem, according to all, because of Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin, is when you are lighting it up in the situation purely to be able to have fire, to be nene from the light of the fire. I guess a Lag B'Omer fire would be problematic. Take care, man.